Hey, what have we here?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a professional mini Pearl impersonator, howdy,
how?
It's Alexis Thompson.
Howdy. Good morning, Fluffy.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
She there?
Good morning, Fluffy. Howdy. Oh, there she.
Howdy.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good morning to all of you on this Thursday, September 24th, 2020. 6:03 is the time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to one more alarm clock till the weekend. Welcome to National Cherries Jubilee Day. Welcome to National Punctuation Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson, how is your human centipede coffee this morning?
It is gross, it is insecty, it's crunchy.
Gross.
Oh.
But it's much needed.
Okay.
Don, how is yours?
Mine's impartial, it's passionate, quick-witted, and sincere.
Kenny?
I don't know. Let me try it. I first sip right here.
Go ahead, Kenny. Try it.
Disappointing. Mm. Exhausted. Depressed. Overwhelmed. I need to put a cherry or two in my coffee. That'll cheer me up.
Yeah.
Mine is smooth. Mine is patriotic. And mine promises a peaceful transition of power. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers. That would be a good thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doggy. I'm usually this excited on Fridays or when I come back from a vacation for a broadcast, but I'm very excited because I was doing some homework last night, and I told you this a couple days ago. I stumbled upon this gold mine of a YouTube channel that has classic commercials from the 70s and 80s. And it's a bounty. I have discovered for a show like this, I can't even stop watching it. I get into a YouTube vortex. So this morning, I have some hysterical commercials. And,
oh, good.
Like, yes.
And I just gave you a preview of one right there, which I'll just play right now. I purposely played some Minnie Pearl because I forgot that in the early 80s, Spick and Span used Minnie Pearl as a spokesmodel, as a spokesperson.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did a series of commercials, and this one's from 1982. Listen to this.
Howdy, what have we here?
A mismatch, Minnie. This new tile's the color my floor's supposed to be, but just look at the difference.
That's cause you've got ground in dirt stuck in these little crevices. You need Spick and Span. It cleans into crevices and lifts out ground in dirt that dulls your floor's color.
But is it safe for no wax? Of course.
I'm a believer, Minnie.
Don't believe me. Believe the results you see.
Spick and Span helps your floor show its true colors.
I don't even know if they sell Spick and Span anymore, but...
Oh, sure.
They do?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, you mop with it, right?
Yeah, you mop with it. Yeah. Spick and Span. Howdy. Do it, Dawn. I can't do it like you
do. Howdy.
There we go. See?
Nice.
It's really good. That's a good mini Pearl right there. Hey, Lex, how was your night last night?
Oh, my gosh. I not get good sleep at all.
She can't.
I had some visuals.
Why?
I had some visuals.
Oh,
human peed.
Oh, all we heard was human peed, which is kind of fitting.
Is my mic acting up? Or what's
it
going
is
on
acting
here?
Up.
It is. It's you're cutting out a little
what?
Bit.
Yeah. Is that the new mic?
No, the new mic does not work at all.
Okay.
Arthur and I spent some time on the phone trying to figure that out yesterday. So, no, we're back to the old mic.
That's your first problem right there.
It's fine. So, it was just a few things here and there, just the important parts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the important parts. Yeah, that's what happens, guys. All the important parts are getting skipped.
So we heard human peed.
Oh, okay.
What you meant to say was human centipede, the movie
I did say
I assigned
that. It's
you.
Just... Yeah. Right. Yes. Yep. The Force movie review, which we'll do the full review tomorrow. But yeah, I watched it yesterday and set up a video, like you said, Jace. And there's some things that were in that we can't talk about.
No.
Bodily fluids and such.
I can play the first part of it, and then Kenny, then I have to shut it down.
Yeah.
I'll end it. Even Alexis's child is disturbed by Dawn's assignment.
You hear the baby.
Yeah, so here's the very beginning.
What's happening?
Alexis is watching one of the grossest scenes in the human centipede, and, well, here she is.
Oh, my gosh. Now they're training outside, and the lead guy has to go number two, and he's so sorry.
That's enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Even the baby knows it's disgusting. Oh gosh, that was my favorite. Zen already has Johnny Carson like timing, Lex. He already has Carson timing. Oh, that's great. Kenny, that's enough. Oh,
Kenny, you would die watching this movie.
I can't do it.
Yuck. No. It's
just
Lex.
The amount of everything, and just the whole time I'm watching, my jaw's on the ground. And there are some really funny parts too, because it is ridiculousness.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But that's just all of the things, you know. They decide to drive, go. They meet this guy. They're on a European trip, and they're he says, "Let's go to a party." And they get lost in the woods, and they leave the car, and they go to a stranger. You know, it's just all of the things you shouldn't do.
You're so excited about it. You're reviewing it before even the time. I think you should be thanking me at this point.
Thank you, Dawn. You're just awesome.
Dawn, I'm glad you pointed that out. Lex seems to really like this.
Really does. I mean, she's just already talking about it.
Oh, I just feel like if I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I get it.
Should all know about it. But yeah, no, there's visuals you just can't unsee. At first, it started with diagrams, and then you actually see his creation.
Can I just add his creation? I'm loving this so much. Lex, what did Angel's already seen it, but what what did he do watching you? Because Angel's laugh can get just like your laugh. Was Angel laughing at you when you were watching it?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. He helped lighten the mood, because I think if I was watching it by myself or even without the baby, it would not have been good.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was laughing. He's also in my video too, so we'll share that tomorrow too, because he had some feedback a couple times about what was happening.
I'm so excited. It's Dawn. It's your crowning achievement, Dawn. I mean, it really is.
It wasn't even on my list. I forgot about the movie, and then it just by happenstance.
We talked about it or something.
I don't know. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's a great idea.
Dawn, this is your Citizen Kane, Dawn. This is your going back to a reference from yesterday with Project Down and Dirty. This is it, girl. This is fantastic. But you made it through the whole thing,
Lex? So gross. Yeah, I actually wanted to stop it midway, and Angel goes, "Oh no. Just keep going. Just get it done." I said, okay. All right, we can do this. I can do this. So yeah, I watched the whole thing last night. And I set up that the camera I had my tripod up there, so I'll have to cut something together, because that was just one little piece of it. There were a lot of oh my gosh moments.
I can't wait for tomorrow. So you can get the details, and it's gonna be good. It's another reason to look forward to Friday. Hey guys!
I have a good movie for you too, Jace. I have a good movie for you.
No, we're gonna end the segment this week. This is it. I mean, Dawn can't do better than that. So, the 2020 fall. Oh, gotta go, Lex. The 2020 fall online auction is now open. Bidding will take place now through Thursday, September 24th. Find an array of deals, everybody, on a variety of items that will tantalize every member of your family. Find more at keyword auction at mytalk1071.com. 6:12 is the time. When we return, there is a fast food snack box that has a lot of food. It's not a snack. It's more like a meal. Dawn will tell you about it when we come back.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Hi, I'm Tom O'Toole from The Loop, FM 98. Do you like music?
Yeah.
At The Loop, we really like music. All the old great classics. Boy, there's so many good ones. And new things, good ones, things I think you'll like. Would you do me a favor? Try us. Listen, I think you'll like it. The Loop, FM 98.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, try us.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Big budget for that commercial,
my
let me tell
God.
You.
Okay, yeah. So what year was
I played that?
That?
Kenny, I played that for you. That was 1978, The Loop, famous legendary station in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm glad you know that, because both FM 98 and The Loop AM 1000 were huge, huge stations in Chicago. And the FM side went to AOR Music a little bit after that. And they had on some really, really famous shows of Jonathan Brandmeier, Kevin Matthews, Stephen Gary, who are my personal heroes. Gary Myers, oh my God, I love that guy. And the Stephen Gary show was absolutely huge in the 80s and early 90s until they broke up.
Do you want to hear something that'll just blow your mind? Kenny just mentioned the DJ Jonathan Brandmeier, which he's right. As a kid in Chicago, he was it. I mean, back then, DJs were superstars. Yeah. Dar and Mel, my mom and my dad, won a contest, a radio contest from The Loop, and got to go to a Sox game with Jonathan Brandmeier. So, it was a contest where, you went to a Sox game. So my mom, for years and years and years, had the picture of the three of them, like, hanging in their bedroom. And there's my dad shirtless, wearing like 80s short shorts. And my mom had a tube top on with her perm. And my dad, unlike his son, my dad really liked to be shirtless.
just like really. I'm meeting this guy, I'm just not going to wear a shirt.
Oh my. Well, my dad was, as Colin gross. I mean, Colin creeps me out when he says this, but it's true. My dad was my dad was really good looking. And he liked to be half naked. That picture of the three of them, Kenny, always cracked me up. But yeah.
You know about Disco Demolition, right?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Steve and Gary.
Yep.
When they were on The Loop. Yeah.
I don't know. What is that?
It was Disco. In the late 70s, and it was between a doubleheader at a White Sox game, and Steve and Gary hated disco, so they decided they were going to blow up a whole bunch of disco records. On second base. They blew it up, and it caused absolute mayhem in the stands. Yeah. People took to the field. They destroyed the baseball field. They had to cancel the second part of that doubleheader, and many, many people hated Steve and Gary for this. I, of course, absolutely loved them for this and was absolutely passionate about them. Jason, I used to get cassette tapes from friends of Steve and Gary, and I would listen to them.
There's a Lex, this was at the old Comiskey Park in 79, and there's a documentary about this night. If you Google it, it was a giant thing because of what Kenny said, not just because of the stunt, but the damage to the park, to Comiskey. Oh. It was bad, and it was the summer. Yeah, well, obviously it was the summer because it was baseball, but yeah. So some good memories there. But yeah, kids listening now, just know, yeah, you love, you know, you like us, and maybe, you know, you grew up on Dave Ryan or you know, Lee Volsvik or Amy Daniels, for heaven's sake. And I'm not joking. Yeah. Maybe, I mean, Amy B. Arthur was a DJ here back then. Kenny, back, I mean, Dawn too. They were DJs were legends. I mean, they were superstars in their markets.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I mean, yeah. So. And those were some of the best.
Well,
but
Tony Fly.
Tony Fly, Lex.
He's at Sirius Radio now.
Yeah. So it was a fun era. It was Chicago. Still has some great radio stations, but
Larry Lujack. Oh yep. Boy, I could talk for hours about Chicago radio, Jason. Well, we better move right along.
Well, that's why I played that. I told you I have good classic commercials today. Dawn, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Well, head on over to Burger King because the $2 snack box is out. Before you go, you gotta download their app.
Okay.
And then you just show this, and you can get this. It says, "We miss you, $2 snack box." This is what you get for $2. 10-piece McNuggets, or not McNuggets.
Just nuggets, yeah.
Nuggets, a medium fry, a cheeseburger, and a small soft drink.
Lex, let's go.
What, for $2?
$2. Once again, 10-piece nuggets, a medium french fry, cheeseburger, and a small drink. I need some more drink.
Wow.
Come on, Lex. Let's go.
Give me a large drink. But $2. So they're doing this because they want to get people back into their stores. They want you to download their app. If you want to do this, you go to their app, check under the offers tab to find it. They have some other promotions on there, like a $2 Whopper Wednesdays and free Whopper with sign up for new users on the app as well. But this
Lex, $2, Whopper Wednesdays,
nothing's
Lex.
Free, guys. Nothing's free.
$2?
What are they going to be feeding me in that app? That's what I want to know. But hey, for $2, let's go.
Yep. Flex.
This is really great. For,
that's
like,
a lot of food,
students.
Dawn. That's a lot of food.
Yeah.
It's basically two meals. You could, one person can eat the cheeseburger, the other one the nuggets.
There you go, 50 cents.
And then you can share the fries.
No,
I just
I'm
need
not
some more drink.
Anything.
Oh, you want the whole thing yourself?
Yeah, for two bucks.
Sure.
Hey, Sharon.
Like standard order.
Yeah. I'm sharing that. That's really good.
Yeah.
The BK snack box, everybody. $2. A lot of food.
Wow.
See, we filled, Lex. We filled our 6 o'clock food talk.
There you go.
You're welcome.
But we actually have more because I went to a new restaurant that I'm going to name Ab Fab when we come back. Stay with us.
Ooh.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
We're in the Muppet Test Kitchen where the Swedish chef is making his delicious star-shaped cereal, New Crunchy Stars.
Makes more munchy.
Only the Swedish chef could create the cinnamon toast taste of Crunchy Stars.
Scrumptious.
Scrumptious Crunchy Stars. Part of this nutritious breakfast. Crunchy Stars. Great taste from Post and the Swedish chef.
Scrumptious.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That was an actual brand of cereal. Crunchy Stars. That's right.
Crunchy. What is crunchy? Crunchy.
I don't know.
That's because I guess the way that he pronounced it.
Oh,
but that was an actual product. Crunchy Stars cereal. Uh-huh. From the Swedish chef. They just gave up in the 80s. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning on MyTalk 1071 and streaming around the world at MyTalk1071.com on all your favorite devices. I have an Ab Fab item that I'm excited to tell you about. I was going to do it yesterday, but we obviously were very excited about Project Down and Dirty.
Yes.
Classic old radio drama. Or what is it? Old radio drama? Or what is it?
Radio drama. Classic radio drama.
Yeah, what's the official? I don't want her yelling at me. A classic radio drama, War of the Worlds. That's right. That's what it is. I don't know.
Yes.
Anyway, so here we go. Here is a little Ab Fab item. It is a restaurant that just opened, and I know you're thinking, hey, it's hard to open a restaurant in a pandemic. It sure is. Mm-hmm. But they did it anyway over there at Certix. Certix, who's been a good partner of my talk over the years, Stephanie Hansen's done ads for him. But this is not an ad. This is a true just a true organic endorsement. They have opened a restaurant, Lex, Dawn, and Kenny, inside their legendary Northeast Minneapolis store. They took the back. They took the back right end. The hind quarter. They took the
behind the little deli area there.
Yeah, well, I've had a great sandwich there before at their deli.
Okay, perfect.
Oh,
okay, so,
so
you know
good.
Where their you know how their deli is all the way to the right, right?
Yes.
It's all the way.
Yeah.
Okay, what they did was they took that space gutted it, redid it, and then added on. They pushed back, got rid of some retail space, and added a restaurant basically behind the cheese shop.
Oh, I was going to say, what about my fancy cheese?
No, it's still there.
Okay.
And then the best aspect of this is they busted out basically half of the right wall of the building and put a giant door, like a garage door, so it you can open it up for outdoor seating. So it's basically like an open air restaurant bar. And I'm not doing it justice. The design is fantastic. It looks right over Hennepin Avenue. There's tables. It's like a little cafe. You really don't even feel like you're in Minneapolis. When we were sitting there, the guy looked at me and he goes, "You lucked out. You got the best table in the place." I was right on the ledge, right by that big door. Mm-hmm. And then so I looked out over Hennepin. I could see Masu right there. I saw the, you know, the cafe-like tables. So the atmosphere is amazing. It's so well-designed. And then
is there a server, or do you have to
No, there's a server. No, oh, it's okay. It's a full. There's a bar in the middle. It is a full restaurant and bar. So we sat down, and then so the atmosphere is great. I give that an A+. And then the food, my talkers.
Oh, well, if there's anything like that sandwich I had, jeez.
Oh, there wasn't, and I was with the girls. So, you know, and Jen's in the restaurant business. Lisa, because of girls' night, you know, we go to most of the places and the
yes,
places.
<you do.
laughs> And I say that not in a braggadocious way. I just mean, you know, we've gone to buzzy restaurants that don't really live up to the buzz. We're like, okay, I guess. This one doesn't really have buzz yet, but deserves it because can you rephrase that question?
What didn't you eat?
Thank you, Lex. What didn't we eat? We tried, well, basically everything. the server came out.
So it's a small menu, or I know that you guys order like a lot,
size,
but I'm just saying.
It's like a medium-sized menu.
Okay.
And they have it all. They have a croque madame. They have a burger. They have a salad. I had chicken spätzle. It was like,
yum.
Yeah. And then they had a Dawn for you. I waited for this for last. They have the most amazing cheese board on their appetizer
that's what
menu.
I'm talking about.
They have a cheese board that just knocked our pants off. We actually, by the time we got to entrees, Lex, we were kind of like, okay, we could have been done with, because we had such great appetizers. Mm. We also had these, and this is where I was like, bing, 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 homemade hot honey cheese curds.
Oh.
Let that sink in for just a second.
The sweet and the salty.
Homemade hot honey cheese curds. So good. It was truly, it was just from top tip to tail, service to atmosphere, food to drink. I just stayed with my basic vodka soda, but the ladies had different cocktails. All of them were home runs. I'm not joking. There wasn't one thing that when we walked out to our car, there wasn't one thing that we went, oh, you know, that was okay. Everything
you'd order
was a
again.
Home. Oh, everything was a home run. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry now.
The atmosphere alone, the girl, we all looked at each other and we went, yep, this is a fave. This is going to be a fave. This is where we're going to go.
It sounds like it would be a good thing for girlfriends and couples,
yes,
and also for business meetings.
Oh, Lex, you're absolutely right. They also, I was pulling up the menu here. They have a lobster and heirloom tomato BLT.
Oh, wow.
A sweet corn elote and heirloom tomato tartine with chips. That's
yum.
That's seasonal. Yeah, they have a gazpacho. Like I said, I had the crispy chicken schnitzel. I said spätzle, but it was a schnitzel. Steak frites, the sidebar burger, a traditional salad.
How about price range here?
Good question.
How much are entrees?
The burger is like $15. The schnitzel was, I think, $18. The curds were $10. the cheese plate that I was telling you about, that was 18. But like I said, the cheese board, we could have gotten two of those, and that would have been a meal.
Mm. Was there fig on the cheese board?
Yeah, because I love fig.
Yeah, we, right.
Okay. I love that out of all the things that I got, I love you, Lex.
Yeah, dried fig. Dried figs.
Jason, was there a fig on that cheese board?
I'm laughing because we've talked about this before. We asked if there were fig, and yeah.
I don't,
what's the sweet? Was there any type of
there was
like
a jam. There was a homemade jam, and I wish Jen was up there. There was, yes. And then, Lex, there was a fruit, and I think it was a fig. Jen ate it. I don't like the fruit, so I stay away from that because I'm fruity enough. I'll make the joke for all of you, but I'll make it easy this morning. But yeah, it, guys, home run. I haven't been to a home run like this in a while. Seriously.
From Certix, too. That's great. Yeah,
where everything was firing and that's shocking for a restaurant that's only a week old. You know, you usually have to get the kinks out. There wasn't a kink or a wrinkle. It was, so sidebar at Certix. Home run. I can't recommend it enough.
Absolutely fabulous.
There we go. Yum. If you want to see the video of it, I did it on the talk show. You can see the video of the building and what I was talking about at the Jason Show Facebook page. I would recommend because the design is like killer. Home run, girl. Home run. Home run, or touchdown, or whatever the season is
touchdown.
Right now.
Touchdown.
Thank you. Touchdown right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get that right. Hey, when we come back, the greatest albums of all time. Alexis has that for us. Plus, drama with The Mandalorian. I'm really upset about this. We'll talk about both when we return.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name a kind of bear. Armored.
Papa bear.
A papa bear.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
I know you do. I love that one, too. It's right up there with this one.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Name a yellow fruit.
Orange.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
What is the name? What is that game show? I can't place it in my mind.
Family
right now.
Feud. That's it was Richard
Family
Dawson.
Feud. Okay, yeah. Just, oh.
Name a yellow fruit. Orange.
Sorry. It's the worst answer you can come up with.
The worst answer.
Is, because it's not only a fruit, it's a color, and it's not yellow.
No! No!
I was just
not.
Thinking color.
And then it's the classics. The guy that can't count the letters.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Frog.
Very deep pause there.
And then there's this one.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Like, you can almost give the frog guy a maybe some pause or, some leeway, but alligator? Three letters? Anyway. Yeah, I guess you don't have to, pass the...
That could be any animal.
Yeah, you don't have to pass the Minnesota bar to get on Family Feud, but still, yeah. 6:48 is the time. Lex, we didn't get to this yesterday, and I'm very curious. At the top of the hour, we're talking about DJs and classic rock shows. Rolling Stone has their greatest albums ever list.
Yes, they're recreating it. I remember back in 2003, that was a big deal. Lots of contention. And then they did it again in 2012. And now they revamped it yet again. So the 500... albums of all time. Of course, we'll just do the top 10 because that would be a lot. But 10, I know we'd agree with The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Oh, it's a 1998. Great one. It really is.
Still listen to that one.
Yeah.
Yes. Front to
I
back.
Think
just keep
I don't
it going.
Enjoy her. I do enjoy that album.
Yeah, she does have some personal.
Yeah.
things going on. Number nine, Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks, 1975.
Oh, God. Wonderful album. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll have to trust you guys on that one because I'm not a Bob Dylan fan.
Yeah, so. Really good. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 16 on the list, so it's moving on up. Number eight is Purple Rain, Prince and the Revolution, 1984.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Good. Okay,
God, I think that would be higher. Put that one at four.
Yeah, really well, at least in the top five.
Oh, yeah.
Well, get this. The last list in 2012, it was number 72.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
What are they basing this on? Taste or sales?
That's a good question. Let's see here.
Because it's well known that Rolling Stone has no taste whatsoever. Come on. They're just an awful, awful magazine.
Yeah, it's based on taste.
Why? No, okay. But, well, hold on a minute. Let's pause. Why do you say that, Kenny? Do you usually disagree with their reviews and their lists?
It's just
and stuff?
A puppet to the record companies is all it is. It's just a shill for record companies.
Was it always that way, Kenny?
It was way more ballsy in the early 70s, mid-70s, late 70s, and then Jan took over. Jan took over at an early age, I guess. But he's just drifted more to the corporate side now.
Oh.
You know, and it's always been really political, far left, which really never bothered me in the past, you know, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But now I'm old and grumpy and everything bothers me. Get off my yard.
Absolutely.
You know how hard I worked on that yard.
Yeah.
Know
well, you
thyself,
can't win
Kenny.
On a list like this, though, guys, right?
You
no
can't.
Way.
Right. Right.
There's
I
no
think
way.
The list is made for arguing, so let's
exactly.
keep arguing.
Oh, yeah, what let's keep going. Okay, so just real quick, too, I just looked this up. They also asked 300 artists, producers, critics, in the music industry, so that's part of their thing.
Good.
But it also keeps in mind like taste changes and new genres, history, and how it's been rewritten because of music. So anyway, there you go. Number seven on the list, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac, 1977.
Yeah, boy, that was full of hits. Full of hits.
Yep. You agree with that one, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Do you know it? Yeah.
Yes, I do. I'm relying on you because, again, I'm not well versed in the music.
Yeah, what a messed up band that was. I think they all banged each other. And I think that's what made the music so good.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Probably.
I probably shouldn't have said it like that.
That's fine.
It's fine.
That's probably what they were doing.
They had sex with each other, yeah.
yeah, they were.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know we'll love this one and all agree. Number six, Nevermind, Nirvana, 1991.
Yeah.
Boy,
so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Changed music. I mean, it was, I do know this because we were all alive then. Music was dominated by pop. I mean, it was, and then they changed everything going into the mid-90s. Yeah.
And some would say even Nirvana got really, really poppy when that album was released, because I was actually into Nirvana when they were just a local Seattle band. And their sound was much more raw and raucous. And then a producer got a hold of them, and they put out that polished thing. And, it's brilliant. It's a wonderful, wonderful album. Well-written songs. Yeah.
All right. Rolling Stone, number five of all-time greatest albums. The Beatles, Abbey Road, 1969.
What number? Six?
Number five.
Oh, okay. Number five. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You agree with
I'm
that?
I'm surprised
Kenny,
it wasn't higher, but.
Me, I
oh,
was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody should listen to that album. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Agree. Number four, Stevie Wonder. Songs in the Key of Life, 1976.
Oh, so good. So
love
good.
Love Stevie.
Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting pick, though, but I think worthy. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Yep.
Number three is Joni Mitchell for Blue, 1971. It was number 30, now number 3.
Wow, that's a these jumps are what cracks me up. Like, what? But man, well, it was a different pool of people deciding this is probably the case. Yeah.
I'm going to recluse myself from that comment on that one. She's just a warbler to me.
okay. Number two on the list is Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, 1966.
Yep, absolutely.
That was revolutionary.
Groundbreaking. It absolutely changed music. It really did. It changed the Beatles, too. It changed everything. Yep.
How?
Yeah, because they respond. That was a response, right?
Oh, yeah. Brian Wilson, just so ahead of his time and so obsessed. He he was one of the first for many, many different aspects of recording. Just an absolute genius, and that thing just changed everything. Oh, I mean, listen to it today. It's just amazing.
Okay, I'm going to go back now. Listen
yeah.
to that.
Yeah, Pet Sounds. Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's see if you agree with number one, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, 1971. It was number six before.
Huh.
Led Zeppelin?
Mm-mm.
No, Pink Floyd?
No.
Okay.
Not in the top ten. All right.
You can't really diss Marvin Gaye. I don't know if he's number one. He's definitely top ten. It's good. No, yeah. Marvin was the man.
Mm-hmm. Maybe with the world is right now. You know, what's going on? You know, the whole... Yeah. And how many times it was
Donna, you know, remade. I couldn't read you. Were you joking about Zeppelin? Are you serious?
I'm serious. Oh, okay. Where is it?
All right. All right.
It's gotta be. I mean,
where is it, Alexis?
It's gotta be in the top 25.
Alexis, will you put this on the show links so that
yes, I will absolutely do it. Yep,
where Pearl Jam is on there and
Pearl Jam.
Hey, now don't I? You just talked for a long time. I'm making my comment at the end here, and that don't even question me on Pearl Jam.
I'm with Pearl Jam.
I saw them in the main room when they were shooting the video for that. For I can't remember which song it was, but he crawled up on the balcony and literally let go. He was on the outside of the balcony, let go, and the crowd caught him. And I was there for that.
Yeah, well, that's cool. It's my favorite band, so
it's all right. I was pretty ripped.
Oh, great.
Well, on that lovely note, you can see this list a little bit later on our show
page. I'll put it on our show page right now.
MyTalkRiddle71.com. When we come back, 7 o'clock hour has fun facts. I watched a show on Netflix that Alexis watched. See if we agree on that. That and more coming up. Stay with us.